This is God's Covenant Church, the Church of God, established in Jesus' name, thanking God for another Sabbath day in the School of Wisdom, another Sabbath day being able to be with those that love God, be with those that have the same mind. So glad that we are all striving to please God because we're keeping His commandments, and I'm glad I'm a part of that. And at this time, I present unto you our pastor and teacher, Perry Boyd.
Thank you, Elder Phillips, to the elders, missionary deacons, all the saints, all that hear my voice. We do greet you in the name of Jesus another Sabbath day. Glad to be with you. We're going to talk about the changing of laws and times today. Before we get into that, choir, obey the word. God, is that beautiful? We strive to obey the word just to please God. Deacon Debbie, what's our announcements?
You can visit us at any time for our broadcast messages at www.godscovenantchurch.org. Write and mail us at 425 Laconia Boulevard, Los Angeles, California, 90061. Or call us at any time at area code 323-754-8302. You can email us at info@godscovenantchurch.org. Also, you can subscribe to our podcast at www.godscovenantchurch.org. In addition, you can find us on Pandora's podcast. Search and subscribe to God's Covenant Church podcast on Pandora. If you have any questions or concerns about this way, or questions about any scriptures, please text us at area code 323-388-5676, and we will strive to get you the answer on our program. Again, that number is area code 323-388-5676. 5676. Now our pastor.
Thank you, Deacon. Thank God, another Sabbath day. Glad for this door of utterance, and we're glad for our great Bishop Barfield. Came out here from the East Coast to start a work for God, and we are the work of her hands. Deuteronomy 4:6 says, keep therefore and do them, for this is your wisdom and your understanding in the sight of the nations, which shall hear all these statutes and say, surely, this great nation is a wise and understanding people. Let's go to Daniel 7:15. The changing of laws and times, and the only one that is responsible for that is the devil. And he's called by many names, and we're going to find a few. Daniel 7:15, Deacon.
Daniel was grieved in my
spirit.
I, Daniel, was grieved in my spirit, in the midst of my body, and the visions of my head troubled me.
Thank God. Troubled by what God was showing him. Visions. Read.
I came near unto one of them that stood by and asked him the truth of all this. So he told me and made me know the interpretation of the things.
What?
These great beasts, which are four kings, which shall rise out of the earth.
Kings and nothing but powers. And these powers that arise in the earth will be forever. You can always have powers, and you can always have ones that prevail. And of these powers, you always have one that want to rule the world, rule the rest of the powers. It's nobody but the enemy. But they're all the powers of the devil. Read.
But the saints of the Most High shall take the kingdom and possess the kingdom forever, even forever and ever.
Isn't that beautiful? The saints. Now just think about it. From Genesis to Revelation, God have always referred to his people as saints. Because God's people are cleaned up from the world. In order to be God's people, you have to be sanctified. We've been identified as saints. But the devil wanted to change that. We're also identified as holy people. But now we got Lutherans, Methodists, Baptists, Presbyterian, get everything but holiness. That's the devil's doing. He changed these times, the minds of the people. Now, what does the 21st verse say?
I beheld, and the same horn made war with the saints and prevailed against them.
This horn came out of one of these beasts. And these horns are ruling today. There's nothing but power. But we know what's in this power, in these beasts. It's the devil. Let's go to Revelation 12:9. Might be different names. Oh, this kingdom and that kingdom and this and that is yet the devil. All of these different belief systems. It's the devil. And he has many systems out here, many religious beliefs. They're of the devil. But God only have one, and it's called holiness, righteousness, sanctification. Revelation 12:9. What does it say?
And the great dragon was cast out, that old serpent called the devil.
Now, the devil was called a serpent from the very beginning. That was his name, serpent. And God gave us a list of his other names, the dragon. That old dragon was cast out, that old serpent called the devil and Satan. Which what?
Which deceiveth the whole world.
And this is how he deceives the people, taking away what God implemented and putting in their minds and the people's mind what he wants to implement. It is always against what God is asking for. Read.
He was cast out into the earth, and his angels were cast out with him.
Now, that's a beautiful thing to know why he was cast out into the earth, because he was in the garden. That serpent was in the garden with the man and with the woman and with the Lord. But he was cast out after what he did. 17 says what?
And the dragon was wroth with the woman and went to make war with the remnant of her
seed. So that woman is God's woman, God's bride, the church. And the devil was wroth with that woman. And that's why he deceived them. He was wroth with the woman and went to make war with the remnant of her seed. And who are they? What?
Which keep the commandments of God and have the testimony of Jesus Christ.
Now that's a plain definition of who the devil is after. The Lord is going off scene, but this is revelation. This is before, present, and future. The devil's only fighting those that keep the commandments. That's that remnant. That's the saints that possess the kingdom. Because without judgment, you cannot possess the kingdom. As the Lord said, without me, you can do nothing. Isn't that beautiful to roll that? Yes. Let's go to Daniel 7 and 21. Let's go back there. Yes. 7 and 21. That devil is forever trying to take sin, anything that identifies who you really are, away so that you can live in a fantasy world, so that you can live in total darkness. Daniel 7, 21.
I beheld, and the same horn made war with the saints and prevailed against them.
He prevailed against them because that's why the Lord said, my people are destroyed for the lack of knowledge. Now, it wasn't that they were sanctified, all of them, but that's all God's people were called, saints, because they were to be sanctified. Say, well, the Lord hadn't come on the scene. Even after the Lord came, Paul, Peter, all of the apostles and all of the anointed, they addressed each other as saints.
All right.
It's all right to be called a Christian, but that's not who you are. You're a saint.
All right.
Which means you are a follower of Christ.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
But the important thing is to be sanctified.
Yes.
And they didn't contact each other saying, greetings to the Christians. It was greetings to the saints. You can't find that nowhere in the scripture. You find that we were called Christians once or twice. But the church world took that over all the times from Genesis to Revelation. We've been called saints.
Yes.
Because to be called Christian takes away the sting of holiness. Holiness has a sting to it too. But that's the sting we want. Sanctification. It tells you who you are. And that's letting you know you're God's people. But to be a Christian, Lutheran, Baptist, Methodist, Presbyterian, all these things has nothing to do with sanctification. Before the Lord came on scene, before the Pharisees was just saints, it was scribes. But when the Lord came, they had a new addition as well. Pharisees, Sadducees. Sadducees didn't believe in after death. These were doctrines that had nothing to do with holiness. Got nothing to do with that. But that's what the Lord was dealing with. People that didn't know God like we are today. We're not dealing with holiness people. The apostolic supposed to be holy. But no, if you don't speak in tongue, you ain't got, that's their doctrine. If you're a Baptist, if you ain't been baptized as a child, you ain't got it. And once you get baptized, you're in and you're never out. That's false. And then there's Lutheran and on and on and on. And it don't matter what you call your church, Church of the Presbyterian. But that ain't a doctrine. And most of these titles is what they represent. They don't represent holiness.
No.
That was taken away by that devil.
Right.
22nd verse again.
All right.
It says 22nd.
Yes, until the Ancient of Days came and judgment was given to the saints of the Most
so
High.
So the devil prevailed against the churchgoers until the Ancient of Days come. What did it say? Until the Ancient of Days came and judgment, what?
Was given to the saints of the Most High.
What?
And the time came that the saints possessed the kingdom.
You can possess the kingdom because you have judgment. You have the law, because that's our judgment. Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
But the devil took the law away from the people, saying, well, could nobody keep the law? And as I say, the scripture says, my people are destroyed for the lack of knowledge. You don't have any knowledge, you're destroyed. Oh, yes, done away. Oh, he paid the price. Not his royal law. That's not going anywhere. And what he fulfilled wasn't done away with. He just fulfilled it. Isn't that beautiful? But the enemy come to take these things away from us. These are the things God give us. It keeps you saved. It keeps you spiritual minded.
All right.
Let's go to 1 Peter 4 and 17. So this is what most churchgoers taught today. You can't judge me. The scripture says judge no man. Again, not rightly dividing the word of truth. If you can't judge anybody and you can't be judged, then there is no sin. There's no fault. If there's no law, why come to God? You ain't sinned because you ain't got no law. You can't define sin without the law. How could the law be done away with? That's like saying, well, we don't have no laws in the court, but you got street lights. What's that for? You ain't got no laws against it. Can you see what I'm saying? But the enemy took this away from the so-called church world, supposed to be saints. They even call that now. It's just called Christian. Took it away from them. What does it say? 4:17.
For the time has come that judgment must begin at the house of God.
What?
And if it first begin at us, what shall the end be of them that obey not the gospel of God?
What will the end be of those that obey not the commandments of God? Because that is the gospel. Yes. What's going to be the end of those that don't obey the word? Because that's what the word is, the commandments.
Yes.
What did he say?
And if the righteous scarcely be saved.
Didn't he say, Lot say, Lord, you're going to destroy Sodom? Mm-hmm. What if they got 10 down there? If they got 10, I won't destroy it. Because you can't find many righteous. It's scarcely. Because the righteous are sanctified.
All right.
You don't find too many people sanctified. When I was growing up, I used to hear one thing about sanctified people. They called them holy rollers across the track. But then when I got to be a young man, I found out you couldn't even find them. They would just talk about a few that were holy because it's very scarce. Read.
Yes. And if the righteous scarcely be saved, where shall the ungodly and the sinner appear?
What? So then, to be righteous, it's just a few. But yet the so-called Christian said, well, the Lord is our righteous. He is, if you're keeping his word, because that's who he is.
All right.
If you're keeping the law, because that's what he is. He is the judge. He is the law. He's judgment.
Oh, yes.
Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
He's our righteousness as well.
Yes.
But righteousness is something you have to do, not just inherit. You have to do it. Isn't that beautiful?
Yes. Beautiful.
Wherefore?
Let them that suffer according to the will of God commit the keeping of their souls to him in well-doing. As unto a faithful creature.
Isn't that beautiful? Yes. Let's go to Matthew 7:1. Right. This is what messed up so many churchgoers. Well, you can't judge nobody. It says judge not and you'll be not judged. I love that. You can't judge me. Look up under your own seat. Everybody got a little something under there. Oh, yeah. Then what is the point of bringing judgment? Matthew's 7:1.
Judge not that ye be not judged. For with what judgment ye judge, ye shall be judged. And with what measure ye meet, it shall be measured.
I can understand why the Lord said it, because when you get a group of people,
yes.
If you're coming here to be made, you're not here to make nobody. You're coming here to be made.
That's right.
And there's one to a point that has been appointed to help make you.
Yes.
But you didn't come here to make somebody else. You come here to help make yourself with the Lord. With the leader, with God's anointing, it's helping you to grow and to be made.
Yes.
Not try to make your sister and brother.
Right.
You mess it up.
Right.
And when you're successful in making yourself, maybe one day out of all of those, God might appoint somebody else to continue on with the judgment. But judgment, you got to go forth. You don't have no judgment. You don't know your left hand from your right hand.
Yeah, right.
And this is what happened to most Christians today. They don't know nothing about God. Canaan land is the word.
All right.
And then when your life is full of the word, you're in Canaan land.
Right.
And the word cannot take up all the space in your life and let you get rid of the old junk out of your life. Isn't that beautiful to know that? Let's go to Luke 22. See, you can't judge me. Everybody wasn't called up into the mountain to be anointed to be an apostle or a prophet or on and on and on. Somebody got to bring forth God's judgment, because all judgment is in the hand of the Son, but somebody got to be able to bring it. Isn't that beautiful? But it starts here. Not on the corner of somebody sitting on a box crate. Yeah, they shoot me. Don't know nothing. My father talked about God. He grew up in a church under his father. Didn't know nothing about God. Some of the things he said is almost an abomination to repeat. Because he had no knowledge. And this is what most people do today. If you don't have the foundation of Jesus Christ, which is the foundation of the commandments, you don't understand God or nothing God has to say. You don't. You got to have a foundation. You got to have that word as your foundation. That gives you the knowledge and open up the door to knowledge for everything.
All right,
that beautiful?
All right.
Thank God. Luke
22
and 28.
28. It says, ye are they which have continued with me in my temptations.
In other words, we have ones that followed on and went through the temptations to be made. Went through the temptation and passed the test.
Mm-hmm.
Now you can teach somebody else something.
Go ahead.
Read.
Yes. And I appoint unto you a kingdom.
Wait a minute. It's appointed. If you haven't been appointed a spirit to judge, you need to just sit back and be made and keep your eyes off of anybody else but yourself. Read.
as my Father hath appointed unto me.
What?
That ye may eat and drink at my table in my kingdom, and sit on thrones judging the 12 tribes of Israel.
Oh, you can't judge me. What's he talking about?
All right.
If you don't have this in your church, you don't have the church of God. Because that's where judgment began, in God's church.
Yes.
You cannot go forward. You can't understand what to please God, how to please God, without judgment. And you don't know what to fight off without judgment, because you don't know what God is pleased with. How plain is that? Let's go to Isaiah 49 and 1.
All right.
Thank God for knowledge in this door of utterance.
Yes.
And listen, I'm enjoying bringing it. Whether you do it or not, it's not my problem. I'm enjoying bringing it, because it's right. And the saints that strive like they should enjoy hearing it. Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
Isaiah 49 and 1.
Yes. Listen, O isles, unto me, and hearken, ye people, from afar.
It don't say from afar.
From far. The Lord hath called me from the womb. From the bowels of my mother hath he made mention of my name.
Well, God made mention of me from the bowels of pastor and teacher.
Right.
He made mention of me.
Yes, he did. Yes,
I didn't seek this. It was, my name was mentioned.
Yes.
Let's make Brother Boyd so-and-so and so.
Sure did.
Those are the bowels you're in. Ain't no natural bowels. I don't think Moses was in his mother's bowels when he was called. He was in the bowels of God.
Yes.
Paul wasn't in his mother's bowels. He was in the bowels of God.
Yes.
God got many ways to show his bowels in his spirit or in a body where his spirit belongs or it abides.
Yes.
Read.
And he hath made my mouth like a sharp sword.
What?
In the shadow
of his hand.
Yes. Hath he hid me.
What?
And made me a polished
shaft. That's what God does with his anointed. It did not so readily expose. Mm-hmm. It hidden. A polished shaft until God want to use it.
Mm-hmm.
Isn't that beautiful? What?
In his quiver hath he hid me.
What?
And said unto me, thou art my servant, O Israel, in whom I will be glorified.
What?
Then I said, I have labored in vain. I have spent my strength for naught.
What?
And in vain.
Sometimes you might feel that way, God's anointed, because you're striving to help make a people present to God, and you don't get the response. What does he say?
Yes.
I've labored in vain. I have spent my strength for naught and in vain. Yet surely, what?
My judgment is with the Lord.
My judgment with God.
All right.
My judgment according to the commandments. Regardless of how the response is.
Yes.
Isn't that beautiful to know that? My judgment is with the Lord. What?
And my work with my God.
Is that beautiful? Let's go to Deuteronomy 32 and 4.
Yes.
My work is with the Lord. And what's the word? You don't know the Lord well. According to what's written. Most people don't. Most churchgoers don't. But what's written, I see myself.
All right.
I see all those that are sanctified in here. Isn't that beautiful? 32 and 4. What does it say?
Yes, he is the rock. His work is perfect.
No, wait a minute. We are Bishop Barfield's work. Anybody that's the Lord's work, you should be in perfection. But how can you strive for perfection when the devil told everybody, can't nobody live perfect? They do that throughout every TV program. From the world all the way to the churchgoers. Ain't nobody perfect. His work is perfect. So if you're his work, we should be perfect too, right? That should be our strive to be the work he's calling for. Perfect.
Yes.
His work
is perfect.
What?
For all his ways are judgment.
All of them. That means thou shalt have no other gospel. All his ways are judgment. But if you said take judgment out of the house of the Lord, how can you get into his ways? When we bring God's ways, that's done away with. That's God's ways. Judgment.
Yes.
Having no other gods before God, not making graven images, not taking his name in vain. Remembering the Sabbath day. These are judgment that God is looking for. But how can he get them when the people say, well, the law was done away with? Not rightly dividing the word of truth. Read.
A God of truth and without iniquity.
God of truth without iniquity. What?
Just and right is he.
Let's go back to Daniel 7 and 21. Let's go back there. That devil thought to change laws and times, but I can thank God one day I heard the call.
Yes.
And I came on in. Thank God. And I heard something I never heard before. Eyes haven't seen, ears haven't heard what God have in store for them that love him. Isn't that beautiful? What he said, if you love me, keep my commandments. Isn't that beautiful? Let's read Daniel 7 and 21.
I beheld, and the same horn made war with the saints.
Nothing but that devil. Now listen, churchgoers. We don't fight against churchgoers. I love to discuss scripture from the break of dawn to midnight. If we can talk about it in a sensible way. If we can talk about it and ones are looking for the truth. And if one is recognizing the truth when you show it to them. When they don't respond, all you do is get up and shake the dust and walk. And after one or two admonitions, call them an infidel, because that's what the scripture says. After one or two admonition, call them an infidel. Can't hear you. Read.
I beheld, and the same horn made war with the saints and prevailed against them.
What?
Until the Ancient of Days came.
Until God comes into your life. Mm-hmm. We got good, don't you? If you got no judgment, you ain't got God. The devil has taken that away. Until the Ancient of Days come. Yes. And what?
And judgment was given to the saints of the Most High. And the time came that the saints possessed the kingdom.
Isn't that beautiful? The time. We have the kingdom.
Yes.
Right now.
God.
What does the 23rd verse say?
Thus he said, the fourth beast shall be the fourth kingdom upon earth.
What?
Which shall be diverse from all kingdoms.
Well, we got that today. Internet.
Yes.
That's a kingdom. The power of communication is what's ruling today. And liberalism is ruling the world over all these other kingdoms. Right. Liberalism.
Right.
The net. These are powers. Yes. And it rules the people. Mm-hmm. People can't function without the net, without the phones, all of these things. But we got to remember one thing. It's God first.
Yes.
All these things is beautiful. Yes. Just keep it in its place.
Yes.
Don't fall apart because you walk out the house and forget your phone. Don't fall apart.
Yes.
You weren't born with a phone.
Right.
Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
People get upset like you lost your wallet and your glasses because of their phone now.
Right.
That's a power.
Yes.
Ain't no phone got no business being on in no church of God. Don't need to have no business being on.
That's right.
Well, suppose they have emergency. What about trusting God?
Right.
Let God take care of the emergency. Let him call the church phone.
Yes.
But to sit back and you scooting down in the seat on your knees texting, really? I don't think so.
Yes. And shall devour the whole earth. And shall tread it down and break it in pieces.
The whole, this is what's happening right now. And in every dispensation, you always got a power that rules over all the other powers. And these people are trying to use world domination. And they're going to use it with the internet. That's what's going to prevail. Let's go to the 25th verse. What does it say?
And he shall speak great words against
the Most High. Still talking about that devil. It don't matter about the beast, the horn. Horns came out of the beast. It's still extensions of the enemy in God, and it's nowhere. It's the devil. That's what we focus on. Not looking at the net or a kingdom or the president or this and that. Look at the devil.
Mm-hmm. Right.
What?
And shall wear out the saints of God.
Wait a minute. He's going to wear out those that are truly not sanctified. But when you're sanctified, the devil will wear you out. It's when you're not in the right teaching or not adhering to the right teaching.
Yes.
You won't get wore out because you can only defense against the devil is God and to obey God. Read.
Yes. And think to change times and laws, and they shall be given into the hands until a time and times and the dividing of time.
Let's go to Genesis 3 and 1.
All right.
It started in the garden. People think, well, this is going to come. It always have been like this from the very beginning. Ones just didn't recognize it. That devil ain't never changed. He's the same yesterday, today, and forever, just like God is. That's where the devil is. Genesis 3 and 1, what does it say?
Now the serpent was more subtle than any beast of the field, which the Lord God had made.
Mm-hmm.
And he said unto the woman, yea, hath God said, ye shall not eat of every tree.
Now let's think about it. He was talking with the woman like it was just a stroll in the park because she was familiar with him. If the devil was just talking to her mind, she was, Lord, what's this? Who's talking about? Who is this?
Right.
She knew who it was because she was in a body.
Right.
Talking just like she was talking with the Lord in a body. Read.
And the woman said unto the serpent.
Now, wait a minute. He said, yeah, God said you should not eat of every tree. Want to see what you know.
Mm-hmm.
That's where the enemy is. These churchgoers, they want to see what you know. And they'll throw something out at you. What did he say?
And the woman said unto the serpent, we may eat of the fruit of the trees of the garden.
What?
But of the fruit of the tree which is in the midst of the garden, God hath said, ye shall not eat of it, neither shall ye touch it, lest ye die.
Now, the woman was showing all of us She had the nature of the devil right then, because she was saying, if you touch it, not eat it, touch it, you die. It went overboard. God didn't say that. He didn't say you didn't touch it. I mean, common sense, if you get to touch it, what are you going to, next thing you know, you got it in your mouth. But what she said was false. Neither shall ye touch it, lest ye die. Touching it won't kill you, because God didn't say that. But that was her nature. She didn't realize that nature was false. But she was adding to the word, and God said, don't you add, and don't you take away.
Right.
Read.
And the serpent said unto the woman, ye shall not surely die.
No, wait a minute. You're not going to surely die. Well, guess what? Not if you touch it.
That's right.
He was covered in all of that. Mm-hmm. What?
For God doth know that in the day ye eat thereof, then your eyes shall be opened.
That was true. But what?
And ye shall be as gods, knowing good and evil.
That was true. What?
And when the woman saw that the tree was good for food, and that it was pleasant to the eyes, and a tree to be desired to make one wise,
what?
She took of the fruit thereof, and did eat, and gave also unto her husband.
Well, guess what she did? Guess what happened? That devil changed the time when he didn't eat to a time when he did. Mm-hmm. He changed the law where he said, you're going to surely die. I said, no, you won't. Changed it. Read.
And he did eat.
Mm-hmm. What does the eighth verse say?
And they heard the voice of the Lord God walking.
No, wait a minute. The voice wasn't walking, but they were walking. They heard his voice. They were walking in the cool of the day.
Mm-hmm.
They heard him. Mm-hmm. Now, I'll say again, why would they hear him in the cool of the day if they just hear him in his mind? They could hear him all the time. He could have talked to him any time. Mm-hmm. But he didn't hear him in their mind. They would have said that. But he heard him. Heard him, his voice, while they were walking. Yes. What did he say?
And Adam and his wife hid themselves from the presence of the Lord God.
Well, wait a minute.
The trees.
Guess what he changed? Innocency into shame. Mm-hmm. Because before they ate, they were innocent. But he changed that.
Mm-hmm.
Now they were shame. Because that's why you hide, because of shame.
Mm-hmm.
They didn't want God to see him. But wait a minute. That devil was right around too. He was hiding from them too. Because they, we naked. That's when he comes to change things. God put you in one state, then he come to put you in another. Let's go to Leviticus 19 and 1.
Right.
Let's go there. Thank God. How are we doing on our time here? We doing good?
Yes.
Anybody tuning on the site, they need everything we got more. If you're not keeping God's commandments. Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
Leviticus 19 and 1.
And the Lord spake unto Moses, saying, speak unto all the congregation of the children of
Israel. Now, wait a minute. It's not the children of Israel. It's the congregation of the children of Israel, the churchgoers. Speak unto all the congregation of the children of Israel. And what?
And say unto them, ye shall be holy, for I, the Lord your God, am holy.
Why won't they go with that? But the devil took holiness out, took sanctification out, just took it away.
Mm-hmm.
Let's go to Hebrews 3 and 1.
Oh, right. Oh.
You can't find a church today. Say, well, you holy? Are we holy? We apostolic. No, you believe in somebody speaking in tongues don't mean nothing. And plus, with the tongue you're speaking is probably made up. And the devil made that up. The devil put a spirit on these people. Speaking so fast, tripping upon your own saliva, your own spit. 3 and 1.
Wherefore, holy brethren,
oh, wait a minute. Did it say anything about Lutheran brethren?
No.
Baptist brethren?
No.
Presbyterian, Christian brethren?
No.
He's talking about holy. Holy brethren, partakers, what?
Of the heavenly calling.
What?
Consider the apostle and high priest of our profession, Christ Jesus.
What?
Who was faithful to him that appointed him.
That beautiful? He was faithful.
Mm-hmm.
We want to be faithful, strive to be faithful, and we will be faithful as long as we don't listen to that devil and follow what God is saying.
Mm-hmm.
What?
As also Moses was faithful in all his house.
Moses was faithful in all his house. Moses brought the law. He was faithful in that house. Isn't that beautiful? Let's go to St. John 5 and 39. Let's go there. Yes, yes, yes. I know that we had one man came in and said, I know y'all going to talk about me when we leave. And I would say, I know you might be talking about me when you leave this website. But guess what? I ain't going to go there because, see, that's presumption. That's a paranoid spirit. They took away that paranoia. They took away the word spirits out of the church world now. They call it, well, my child ain't got no spirits. They're just a little autistic.
Spirit.
Well, the Lord said they got a deaf and dumb spirit. No, they're just a little bi. They're spirits. I don't care what you call it. But the devil took that away and gave all kind of names to feel comfortable with. Because if you say spirits, what does that mean? You got to go back to the church. The only time they talk about spirits is doing the exorcist. After that, we don't talk about spirits no more. Then you go to church, I'm spiritual. Know nothing about the spirit. St. John 5:39.
Search the scriptures, for in them ye think ye have eternal life, and they are they which testify of
me. Well, wait a minute. Eternal life, we searched it. And the Lord said, when the man said, what must I do to inherit eternal life? He said, keep the commandments. How plain is that? But he said, it's they that testify of him. So the commandments is the word. It is testifying of Jesus. Have no
you
God.
You can visit
That's
us
judgment.
At any time for our broadcast That's messages beautiful. At www.godscovenantchurch.org. Write and mail us at 425 Laconia Boulevard, Los Angeles, California, 90061. Or call us at any time at area code 323-754-8302. You can email us at info@godscovenantchurch.org. Also, you can subscribe to our podcast at www.godscovenantchurch.org. In addition, you can find us on Pandora's podcast. Search and subscribe to God's Covenant Church podcast on Pandora. If you have any questions or concerns about this way, or questions about any scriptures, please text us at area code 323-388-5676, and we will strive to get you the answer on our program. Again, that number is area code 323-388-5676.